Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Harry's Razors. People have acreage that they need to shave. I mean, no one has more than Vinny. Shaves top to bottom. Vinny, tell me a little bit about your personal experiences with Harry's
Razors. Well, Sarah, if you want to push your cheek right up against my taint here, it is...
Let me feel the smooth
completely
softness.
Ow, that hurt, didn't it?
That did hurt. That was groin, the desk muscle. Is higher than I thought it'd be.
Yeah.
The point is, I do shave all of man's zone. Mm-hmm. I also shave my head and face.
Your arms?
And my arms sometimes. Yeah. Right now I'm a little hairy, but I do use Harry's Razors. You should too. They have the best price out there.
On the best razors.
Right, and the razors are excellent.
They are. They'll even get you started. They have a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. And listen, this is not limited to guys. I use a Harry's razors, too.
You shave your taint, too, right?
Sure. I shave my taint. I mean, my legs, the wiry hair there. Jesus.
All the
my
guys
face,
in the Bay Club
my,
use them on their
beard.
Taint.
My beard. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Totally.
All right.
Yeah.
So we've got a free trial offer from Harry's, a $13 value for free when you sign up. You just cover the shipping. It includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lather shaving gel. The shave gel is so excellent. My husband's always like, get more Harry's. A travel blade cover, and to get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/secretshow right now. harrys.com/secretshow.
If you want blindingly bald balls,
make them shiny.
Go to Harry's, right?
Yeah.
Go totally. To harrys.com.
This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for October 11th, 2017. It is a Wednesday. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and our special guest Scott Capurro here
special.
In the main studio.
There's Hooman
in the other studio. And Yuzette's friend is here, who I believe is meeting her here. They're going to meet a van here. They're going up to the Sonoma County Fairgrounds today to drop off a bunch of collection items.
Clothing items and
clothing
stuff.
And,
donation stuff.
Right. Blankets and... towels and paper towels and toilet paper and
I have
tampons
a box that was so heavy there was no I texted up before this morning and was like, where do you want this? Because if I bring it up, I'm not bringing it down.
No, we can probably drive our cars right over to where the van is and do that.
I dropped off a couple bags. People in my building were really generous.
All right.
It's nice. And, you know, in the end, a lot of what they're saying on television and in other news sources is that cash is what they need, because the individual emergency workers know what each family needs specifically. They can also often get better prices than you can get. Like if you went to a store and bought all this stuff, they can actually get a huge discount because it's for relief efforts. So cash is king, as always. And you don't want it to wind up being a place where people are just dumping things off.
Well, that is for sure. And that's hopefully what Yuzette is going to find out, which is where, you know, get us connected to the right ways to help, because I do think people will drive up with the best of intentions and then find themselves literally, because they're like, I'm not going home with all this stuff.
Right.
And I gotta leave it somewhere. And that's, we don't want to do that. But I also think, unfortunately, for Napa and for the people of the North Bay, there have been two American, maybe you know, and actually Mexico, not American, but still tragedies that people have donated to already this year.
It is a
not
hard
even this
time.
Year, just like in the last three months.
Right.
Months, like a couple months. So I do feel like there are people who maybe are at the point where they're saying, I'll donate some stuff, but I've already donated the money in the budget. So that's a tough one.
Right. Luckily, California's rich. I'm sure we'll fix it.
Let's hope so. Another thing I was watching this morning is animal food. There are shelters who need bags of dog food, cat food. Also, there are a ton of horses and cattle.
Yeah,
and
a lot of horses.
They need large animal food as well. So money for that, or, you know, if,
well, if you have,
I don't know, you own a feed store.
If you have an experience with animal rehabilitation or you can work with horses, they could use some help up there too.
All right. So let's move on. This is a response to a letter we got last week about the egg freezing. I'm not sure when the egg, it was recent. A woman wrote to us. She's in her, I think she's 32 or so, and she really thought she was never going to want to have kids, and now she's thinking, well, maybe I do. And she's, you know, not made of money, and she can save, it cost her about $12,000 to do this harvesting, and but she also needs a new car, and she's sort of on the fence and thinking about it and put it out to us. You know,
and she had international travel planned, didn't she? She was going to have to cancel a trip.
Well, you know, it was going to put a major crimp in her lifestyle.
For sure.
But it was something she was thinking, well, maybe I should do this. So I got a letter from someone who's responding to that, but also talking about, she had written to us a couple years ago. I'll briefly tell you her thing. I'm a 34-year-old single girl. Wanted to be a mom my whole life. I just haven't found my John yet. My mom's asked me about freezing my eggs and offered to help me pay. On the plus side, freezing now would mean I would have an extended time window to find the right partner. If I don't do it, maybe I will wish I had, but it might be too late. On the minus side, it's expensive. And this is a couple years ago, so she's 2014. Is about $10,000, $500 a year for storage, $5,000 to implant them when needed. It's really uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. And it's also not 100% effective. Will I feel dumb for having put so much into something useless if I wind up don't using them, et cetera? So that was her basic thing. So now she's writing us with an update and to respond to this other person.
That note, by the way, didn't ring a bell to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know either. But it's almost essentially the same question. I cannot say whether or not it's worth it to someone to freeze their eggs because it is expensive. But I know I'm incredibly grateful that I was able to, even though I was on the fence about it initially, because not only did I meet my John 2 weeks into the process of egg retrieval, but I found out through the testing of the process that I am a carrier for cystic fibrosis. As it turns out, my husband-to-be is also. Because we have my eggs from when I was 34, on the cusp of being decrepit, we can do genetic testing before embryo implantation, which will avoid the current 25% chance of having a baby with this disease. No one in my family knew we had the potential to be a carrier. Neither did my fiancés. Now we do not have to risk getting pregnant naturally and having to make a choice at 3.5 months about whether to terminate the pregnancy or have known lifelong medical issues for our baby. Plus the implantation, usually another $10,000 to $12,000, is covered by our insurance.
Wow.
Nice.
Which is not something I would have ever anticipated given my work at a nonprofit. I knew I wanted to have a baby someday. And when I met my fiancé, I was pretty sure early on I wanted to have one with him. Especially since he was excited about being part of the egg retrieval process, going with me to the ultrasound, driving me to the procedure, bringing me coffee, nodding sympathetically when I was talking gibberish to him while the anesthesia was wearing off. And because of it, I managed to not smell like desperation in the process. So, listener, if you aren't sure that you want to have a baby, maybe it's not worth it. But you could still save up for the next year and think about it in the meantime, then decide what to spend it on when you've got the cash in hand in case your 14-year-old car dies. Plus, a pro tip is you can also transport your frozen eggs to Nevada, where it's half the price to store them, only about $300 a year. And they're earthquake safe, unlike here in the city. Anyway, thank you for encouraging me in the process, Radio Family. I realized that underneath, I was worried that if I froze my eggs, it would mean that I was giving up on the possibility of meeting someone to have a family with. But really, it ended up being super important protection for the family that we are going to soon create. Overwhelming feelings of concern for all of you, Rose.
Sorry, how old did she say she was now?
She's, probably about 37.
All right.
Because she was
30. Which is still young enough to have a...
Right.
Yeah.
But because of this possibility of cystic fibrosis, they now can test the egg before they implant.
Yeah, right. People are having kids into their mid-40s now. It's just that risks, the health risks are very, very much higher.
So I don't know if that will mean anything to the person who was asking the question to begin with, but there it is.
Hmm.
Hello to my favorite people I don't actually know. This is from Savannah.
Hello.
Savannah, Georgia?
Just a lady named Savannah.
Oh, right.
Hey, Scott, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Oh, is it about his
butt? What would you like to ask?
He was asking questions about your butt earlier.
As usual.
Again?
It's not true.
But you didn't ask me. You're asking these people?
No, I didn't ask them.
Why don't you ask my butt?
It was on his mind, obviously, because he brought it up.
On your mind.
Let me just ask you a question.
It's fine, by the way, my butt, if you're wondering.
I wasn't going to ask that, although... Well, I guess it is about your butt.
Weird.
There you go.
Weird how that works. Weird, right?
So you left.
I leave it up to air.
England.
Sometimes. Yes.
Your vacation to come home. How long ago?
God, September 11th.
So you've been here
Day
now
of
a month.
Infamy, yes.
In fact, exactly a month.
Yes.
So it's been a month since you've gotten laid.
Yeah. Thank God for my iPhone porn. It's great. Me in bed at night, my little iPhone. Hi, world of porn. Hey, it's me again.
You look at porn on your phone?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, what the hell?
Don't you? What the hell? Don't you have a laptop?
Everybody, but I don't want to get the... Because I get to move it with the phone. It's right there. And you know, what's going on? Hey.
That phone right there?
How are you... Black Gross. French guy's doing tonight. Hot.
Black French guy?
Yeah, that's what I like. Oh. I told you, skinny black guys. That's my thing. Mm. So black, French, triple X, men on men. Got to type men on men because you get some pretty weird stuff if you don't.
Do you?
And things. And oh, my God. So, yeah, you got to type men on men, black, French, triple X. And then, woo, let the good times roll. 20 minutes later, it's great. I watch about 15 minutes, bingity bing. Right? And then I'm ready for sleep action.
Well, the reason I ask is because someone told us that one of the new jokes in your act is about cheating on your husband.
Yes, I do talk about it. And it really offended people in Novato. That's the email I got afterwards. Like, he really set a weird mood in the room. And then last week in Danville on Saturday, people were going, where's your wedding ring? Which is a great idea to write material about. I hadn't thought about it. So I've written a bunch of jokes about that too because I don't wear wedding rings. I don't wear jewelry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What?
So, you're going to stick with the story that it's been a month since you've gotten laid.
It's a sticky story, but yeah, I'm gonna stay with it. Yeah. The story I tell about cheating on my husband is a story a friend told me that I'm trying to work into, that has some elements of truth in it, but it is not really my story.
Feel free to practice it on us. Let's hear it.
Oh, just this... No, you're
okay. He doesn't want to blow his material here.
So to speak, yeah. But
he blows that in.
Thank you. But Star Wars sheets are involved. That was, we talked to.
Oh, yeah. Star Wars sheets.
I pushed on a bed and looked down and see Star Wars sheets. And I thought, am I in a children's room right now? And then instead, my first thought was, I'm in that movie. So it's a story about, see, got to laugh. See? Thank you, Yuzette. Thank you for that. See, yeah. Sorry about that. I might have told the story. The night you were there in San Carlos, it was the first time I might have told it.
I had a hard time hearing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I was thinking of coming to the Free Will.
Oh, please do.
Brewing.
Just let me know.
We'll have an event that day, so let me see how I feel.
You might be exhausted,
I'll text
though.
You.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe we'll see.
Okay.
Thanks.
Be great to see you. Yeah.
So you're not cheating on your husband.
When you say cheating, what do you mean, though? Because that has a different definition.
Do you touch any other men's willies?
Hold on. Is kissing another guy cheating?
Do you kiss other guys?
Do you, human?
I'm asking you a question.
I don't think so. I think that's just, hello. I like your mouthwash.
You knew that was coming.
Is about flossing?
Is it handy cheating?
No. God, I have very soft hands. They're classic piano playing hands. It's really just massage. It's just... No. I'm not...
You found out Edson kissed someone and gave them a crotchal massage.
Photos, every detail, please. I'm right on it.
He feels differently than you do.
I think he might feel differently about that.
Oh, you think he might feel differently?
Yes, I think he does, yeah. I mean, you know, it's been 9 years. Come on. Open the floodgates, but I don't think
he's into that. You've been together 9 years?
Can you believe it? I know. Huh. It's a trip. Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
Long time, I know. For me, too. But yes, it's all fine, and no, there's no... I can't cheat. If I do that, I'll lose my... audience at Alice here. People get really worked up about it.
People don't want to hear about
they don't.
People cheating.
Oh, so you're lying right now because you fear that it's going to
But when you say cheating, does that include thoughts?
No, people I know is
we got texts from people who said Scott did bits on cheating on his husband.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was surprised and thought I better get, you know,
and envious,
get to the bottom
little,
of this.
Little the envious side.
Oh, that I like, wasn't the one?
No, it's just that you haven't figured out a way. No, look, it's
to cheat?
Just a second phone. You just need a second phone. Anyway, we all know that.
Oh, is that the whole trick?
Yeah,
use a
second
burner phone.
Yeah, burner phone. And then, because you have a lot of time between home and here, a little traffic.
Oh, you think I should have a side piece on the way home?
Foster City, baby. That's what it's there for.
Yeah. Drop off.
That's what it's there
for.
Yeah, nice view of the water.
While you're laying back.
Yeah. Oh. I had to pick up my dry cleaning.
Just wait
Pilates.
By the side of the road. Yeah. Wave a flag. Welcome, Vinny.
In the corner strip mall toilet. Anyway, yes. You got to get your nails done. Whatever. I don't know. I was late. I'm picking up a gift for you, honey. Look, flowers and... And a BJ. Anyway, so just, you know, what's it's just whatever. It, you know, I think that men have their secrets. You know, it's a mystery how men are. And they can
men have their secrets.
They do. I think it's harder for women to have out-of-body experiences sexually. I think women have a harder time for a lot of reasons. Physical reasons, psychological ones. Whereas men can just do what they do and then just walk away from it.
Because we should go to you for the expert opinions on
well,
women.
I've been around. No, I women tell me, okay, that sounds homophobic, but also, who do you think you are? Anyway, women, women.
I just, you're saying
so
men
smug.
Have their secrets.
Well, they
like,
do, and women well, tell me a lot of stuff because I'm a gay and I'm non threatening, so women share a lot of things. Anyway, shall we move? So, no, to answer your question, I've never cheated, ever. I don't even know if that. I'm crossed. I'm like a pretzel, all crossed up right now.
You're
protecting my man area, like Vinny calls it, my man zone. That you call it? My man zone's all. Anyway, if you're asking if I want to play around, just give me a call.
I'm not.
We'll have that conversation.
I wasn't.
I mean, we're both married, so it's fine, right? It's like a negative and a negative meet. And what do they create? A positive. So it's fine. It'll be fine. No? Is that wrong? Anyway. Radio.com.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you about to read an email.
I am perfectly happy watching the two of you flirt.
If a is what you're looking for, just give me a call. Let's not talk about it here.
I'm not.
Can't say.
Can just picked up his phone.
I'm just saying if a wave
handy.
Of your if a handy is that all right, Bryn? If a handy is what you're asked for after.
I'm not.
Just say handy. I don't.
If a handy. If a handy is what you require, just let me know. Anyway, I can meet you in Foster City, and we'll let.
Foster City.
Yeah. Wait, really?
Yeah.
You'll meet him anywhere.
Yeah,
you've
whatever.
Been in love with him
the
for
280
years.
Off the 280 near a lake or something.
Whatever. You know,
meet in the woods, wooded area.
It's beautiful over there.
It is really pretty.
Just go for a hike.
Just lay back and.
It's a big deal. Go
my
for
new
walk
favorite
together.
Place is Crittenden.
Oh. Where's that?
Exactly.
All right.
Where the heck is Crittenden?
I'll be down Mountain in Santa Cruz. I'll be down in Santa Cruz for a couple of days, actually, staying in a condo near the university.
Alone?
So, yeah.
Oh, how convenient.
A friend of mine owns a condo down there. I'm going to go down for a couple of days. If you want to hang out, dude, let me know. Dude. on the 21st, I'm doing a gig in El Granada, and then I'll be
is
down
that
there.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why didn't you book gigs at, like, the Rio or something?
I've tried. It's difficult in Santa Cruz. It's difficult.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've tried. We're looking for a venue. It's not easy. But anyway... Yeah, well, we can hang out on the beach on that Sunday, like go surfing.
Did you find venues in Livermore?
I did. Mm-hmm. That meeting was really good. That guy's great.
Good.
Yeah, we're gonna do a little show, and maybe I'm seeing a venue in Pleasanton on Sunday.
Maybe you can go see Vinny's new house he's moving.
I'd love
this
to
weekend.
See it. Get some pointers on colors and shades and tones.
That sounds like a great idea.
It'll be so fun. We'll just hang.
Stood up for that.
When are you guys gonna have
no,
to get together?
On that Sunday, the 22nd.
Show them the pink room.
I'd love to see the pink room. Is
can
that
you do a
for
live Instagram that I'd, day?
Of course.
Can we broadcast
I'll shoot a video,
that?
A 30-second
that's
video.
That's up to Vinny.
Well, I mean, think. If this is gonna be there, he needs the followers. Let's
it'll be
get
fun.
Scott some followers.
I know. I've only got about 5,000. We need. It'll be fun. We'll hang out. We'll. What, right?
Are you going to prepare a meal for Scott, yes or no, Vin?
No.
No, come on, beans and rice. Beans and rice. I do beans and rice.
Nice. Beans and rice. Be
Scott, are you going to bring Vinny a welcome home kind of gift? Home
yeah,
gift
sure, I'll bring something.
Some sort.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think
nothing
you're going
to get him?
How about a wreath for his door?
That'd be nice.
Let me just put a stop to this nonsense right now. There's not going to be.
Apparently, you're not invited.
I don't think there's going to be any parties or.
No, it's not a party. It's just a little visit.
How about a visit?
Is it this weekend, really?
It's the 22nd.
No, it's next weekend.
Yeah, a week from Saturday.
When you're settled in.
Yeah, when you're all settled. Towels. You need new towels, right? I'll bring a muted shade of rose. A muted rose.
All day.
What?
It's a 12-hour meeting?
Can we meet in
Santa Cruz? It's a 12-hour meeting.
We can meet in Santa Cruz on the 22nd, on the Sunday, and we can hang out and have lunches. So you can show me your favorite area, your haunts, where I should go. Because you know Santa Cruz really well, right?
I do, actually.
Be great.
Know it pretty well.
And I'm dying to learn.
That's perfect.
To surf. No, that's probably not going
to
work out.
I'm learning to surf. I'm trying to learn.
Is that
really
right?
Hard. Yeah, I'm tall.
It is very
hard. It's hard for tall people.
Keep us posted on that Instagram.
We'll get back to you.
Higher center of gravity.
Right. I have a second Speedo in my trunk.
You go in the ocean in a Speedo, do you?
Well, that's what Speedos are for. For the ocean, right? Keeps you light. Airy. I love that little beach by the boardwalk-y thing, by the pier. It's great.
Oh, my God. No? Your ween must go inside out.
Erection. We'll run up and down. We'll run up and down the sand, you and I.
You know how cold that water is?
It's great. Invigorating. I'm used to it. We'll run up and down. We'll have snacks. Hey, Vinny. Hey, Scott. What are you doing? Hey, I'm over here. Hey, guy. Volleyball.
Hey, woo! Guy. Is
hey,
that
guy.
Yeah. Oh, volleyball. Too fun.
Hey, volleyball courts there, too. Oh. It's so great.
Guy.
Hey, guy.
Hey, guy.
Edson plays volleyball when we're there. He's a huge volleyball fan. He goes down and plays with some of the teams
volleyball
and stuff.
Volleyball is great.
It's great. Well, hang out.
Great. I can't wait to hear the report.
All right. We're running out of time. Oh, How about that email?
Good show.
All right.
What? You ready to go?
I'm so excited about this journey now.
Okay. This is written. I'm going to read it as written.
Okay.
All right. Hi, everyone. Long time listen, first time writer. I need some bad advices about my boyfriend's finance that's affecting our relationship. My boyfriend and I are in our early 30s, and we've been dating for a little bit over 5 years. We love each other, and he's a very caring person. He's always have issue with his finance because he's obsessed with buying guns and other gear to prepare for the zombie apocalypse. I don't have any issue with his interested in buying guns and other gears, but he gets into serious debt because of this hobby of his. In the beginning of the relationship, I have helped him with some of his credit card debt while he was getting his master's degree, and he was slowly returning the money I loaned him after he started working again. But last year, I found out that he racked up $10,000 in credit card debt since I helped him for buying 10-plus new guns and parts. I was extremely upset with him, but I decided to help him pay off the majority of his debt and started to manage his finance, put him on a weekly spending limit while slowly paying off his minor credit card debt. Recently, I agree for him to buy a new gun that he needs. He's becoming a police officer. He wanted a second gun for backup. But just last week, I found out he's planning to sell this new gun that he modified below market rate and get a different one. We got into a really big argument because of this. I am saying he is obsessed with guns, but he is saying it's just a very intense hobby. I love him very much, and I want this relationship to work out. What should I do? P.S. I probably wouldn't be as upset if he's a collector and buys guns that's valuable for resale, but he would buy the guns, modify them, play with them for a month or two, and pile them in the corner. And if he did sell them, he sold them for lower the market price so he can make room for new guns. Within these 5 years, because I know he has financial burden, I never asked him to pay for anything when we go out. I would say that I cover all the bills when we are together 95% of the time. I don't think I'm asking for much when I want him to tighten his finance, work on saving, and paying me back. He owes me $30,000.
Oh, my God.
Before he spend money on his hobby again. Love you all. Don't say my name.
I'll start. Marry this guy. He's the one.
Yeah, he's totally the one.
Don't say. She might actually think you're being serious.
Buy a bulletproof vest.
This guy is a nightmare. Yeah. And you are a sucker.
Thank you.
Unlike my friends, I think that might be a little harsh, but I do think that you're momming him. You need to just tell him from now on you're not going to get involved in his finances, and he needs to sink or swim on his own. And if he sinks, then you split.
Yeah, you need to not. He owes you $30,000.
You need to stop giving him any money.
No money. And don't pay his credit card bills.
Yeah, and even the whole we're going out, you need to say you need to cover your own expenses, buddy.
Yeah, but the problem is that she won't do it. Like, that's tough love. It doesn't sound like they live together. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Of course.
You need to leave. That guy is no good.
So you're saying she won't do that, but she'll leave? She won't. No, the leaving's won't. The hardest thing.
No, she actually, I revert to Hooman's advice. Marry this guy immediately. He's the one.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Lady, save yourself. Get out of there.
Financial problems are the thing that break people up the most, I think, right?
The internet.
Yes.
It used to be finance. That's
the internet?
Two now. Yeah.
Is what do you mean the internet?
Cheating.
Because people can find dates on the internet.
And it's that one about finding your ex-lovers from high school. That's the one.
Oh. That's the main reason?
People reconnect with their previous. They're having problems. They're bored. They're not happy. They look up. Blah, blah.
I do know someone who had two kids, a whole marriage. The marriage, like, I don't know, the guy cheated or something, and she ended up single.
Oh.
And then she ended up with her high school sweetheart, and they're married now.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it worked
out. Like, we see them post. These are people I went to high school with, but.
How does she look?
She looks fine, and he looks fine, and they look, you know.
They look 50.
Yeah, they look 50. That's how they look. But it's just shocking to think that the two people I knew that went out in high school are now together after a whole life in between.
Right.
Pretty neat.
Yeah.
I mean, wrong. Wait, is it wrong?
No, it's fine.
No, it's fine. He cheated on her and she broke up with him and then she went back. It's wrong if she broke up with him for the high school boyfriend. And
right. Well, even that. The heart wants what the heart wants, to quote Woody Allen.
That's a Woody Allen quote?
That's what she said. That's what he said to her at their wedding. To Soon Yi. The heart wants what the heart wants.
Oh.
Are they still together?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Weirdly.
Well, he won't let her out.
He won't let her out.
She's trapped. That poor girl.
Such a strange relationship.
She's tricked into it. So well, odd. You know, she's. Yeah. I'm sure she has a nice life.
Yeah, yeah, really nice life. Mm. Total glam. Well, this woman ain't gonna have a nice life.
No,
with
no. Unless she pays for it.
Gun collector.
Jesus.
He. Yeah,
I actually can appreciate that he's, you know, getting these things for the zombie apocalypse. You don't need that. You only have two hands. A couple guns will do you.
Yeah, and that fool needs a gun safe. He's just throwing everything.
Yeah, throwing
in the
everything in the corner. Jesus, what's gonna happen when you have kids? Forget. Get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's bad news top to bottom. And by the way, he owes you $30,000. Don't let him off the hook
she's
for that either.
She's never going to see one cent of that.
But maybe he's got a big gun. You know what I'm talking about? A big old rifle that fires.
Oh,
live,
totally worth it. She should marry him. Live then.
Ammo.
He's the one.
But you know, she's connected with him and she thinks she can save him. It's the problem,
right,
isn't it? You know, people like that.
No one can save this guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
in fact, she's enabling him. She's the reason that he's in this position.
Right.
Because he's like, oh, my girlfriend will pay for this.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I want another toy. Yeah. Oh, wait. There's the money right there. She's seated across from me at the table.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's paying for this. Oh, yeah. She'll buy me another gun.
Yeah.
I'll just
tell
her.
Hey, lady, let us know
officer.
If you dump him.
Yeah.
When you dump him.
Yeah.
No, she's not going to. And he's going to be a police officer, like a gun-crazy police
and
officer.
And check out your grammar, cool, madam. And
well, listen, she's...
Plurals are difficult. Plurals are difficult.
It's hard for me.
They are. Plurals are difficult.
ESL, I think she has actually great... I mean, I understood everything
it
that
was
she wrote.
That's what I said. I didn't say... Listen, the writing quality was fine, just the plurals. That's all.
Yeah.
What?
She did pluralize the wrong thing.
Yeah,
that was the main.
Now you're doing it.
That's the main thing.
But that's why you read it exactly as such.
I wanted to because I actually found it quite charming and good for her for having that kind of command when it's clearly not her first language.
But it's weird when you read some of these sometimes because you read that and I just thought, God, did she read this to herself after she wrote it? Because it's so clear what her choice should be.
No, I feel like the answer is in people's letters.
It's odd, isn't it?
No.
Well,
wait, are you still talking about her grammar, or are you talking about
no,
her?
No. I've moved on because I saw that it bothered you that I brought that up.
Well, I just think you're being a little harsh. You're, I mean,
yeah.
What were you going to say, Hooman?
All right.
She's a nice lady.
No one really
cares about the grammar except you two.
Yeah, you
two. No, I think we all do.
I enjoy
but I'm
just
saying.
We're the only two in the whole world.
Yeah. The answer,
and your mom.
That's because, by the way, because
Sarah's our mom.
Because Hooman's grammar is generally terrible, but I'm just saying.
So bad.
Hooman's grammar is awful, but I'm just saying, no, that the answer is in the, the proof
right
is in the pudding.
It's all right
there. They're
telling
you to take an ESL class.
No, we're not.
Yeah, you are.
Hooman,
just say it.
Are you a result of public education? Did you go to private school?
Private school my whole life.
Then you should be ashamed of yourself. Your parents paid for that. Your grammar is atrocious, and you know that. We've laughed about it before.
Right. His grammar's
fine. Well, you're the best guy.
I love you. I'm
we're
just worried about you.
We're going to spend your movie reviews for another 6 months.
No, I want to go again. No.
on you.
You need me to correct your grammar. That's why I'm there. Hooman, have you seen Good Time? Have you seen that film?
Good time, anytime you need a payment.
Good time,
anytime you need a friend.
Good time, anytime.
What the hell is that?
Keeping your head. Temporary layoff.
Good time.
Easy credit rip off.
Good time.
Ain't we lucky we got 'em? Bum 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 bum.
Good time.
I just watched that show the other day.
Such the best song ever. The best.
I don't know. I didn't know any of those words.
Oh, they're so fantastic. Good.
Neither did they. Didn't you hear him skip the whole second verse?
Only Scott knew him.
Yeah, I love that show.
Good job.
I love that show.
Is
that
with Dynamite? Still on.
Yeah, I watch Good Times all the time. You watch Good Times?
Oh, love God, it. I haven't seen that in
My
years.
Mother, when I was a kid, bought me a Jimmy J.J. Walker t-shirt and hat that said Dynamite across the t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And Dynamite across the hat in orange and blue. And she made me wear them together. She, oh, honey, it's a really cute outfit. I'm like, Mom, I look a bit clowny.
You loved it, you effing liar.
Dynamite across my chest.
Don't act like you didn't love it.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
I love that show.
All right, that's it for us.
Good job.
Enjoy
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. You're very enjoyable.
Freewheel.
Did you wear that outfit when you were hooking on Lombard?
What? I don't know what you're talking.
Scott is at the Throckmorton Theater this Friday, October 13th, and at the Free Will Brewing Company in Redwood City on Saturday. Thank
you. What's the answer?
Hooking.
Yeah, you heard me.
I never took money for it. No one would pay me.
Oh, come on, Bryn.